Is it permissible to take vitamins on Shabbos? What would be the potential problem? Things are mutter unless there's a reason for them to be usher. We know there is a prohibition of refuah b'Shabbos. Chazal forbade one to do anything medical or to take medicine unless one is a chole. Anyone has to suffer too much. If a person is a chole of any kind, then it's permissible to take medicine on Shabbos. But if a person is just suffering from minor discomfort, which doesn't make him into a chole, minor congestion, minor headache, etc., then a person is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Gzeira midrabanan, lest one grind up herbs in order to make the medicine. Even though we don't really do that bizmanenu, but the gzeira is still in effect. So are vitamins included in that? Maybe one can view it the following way. Is it that anything which is not food, which you take to help your body, is basically refuah, and this should be usur? Or do we assume that refuah implies that there's something wrong with you when you're trying to fix it? And vitamins is not necessarily, you're not necessarily taking it because something's wrong with you. You're just taking it because you want an extra, you know, that extra help, the extra nutrients, and you want to keep your body healthy, you know, and prevent anything from going wrong. So should this be a problem or not? This may very well be a major machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham. The Torah writes that it would be permissible for a healthy person to ingest items that are not normally consumed by healthy people. They're only taken by sick people to help them as like a medicine type of thing. But you're healthy, and you're just eating it because, you're hungry. And this is what you have around. That would be permissible. That's what the Torah says. So the Beis Yosef writes, the main thing here is not why you're eating. It doesn't make a difference if you're hungry. The main point is that you're healthy. If you're healthy, there's nothing wrong with you, and you're not taking it to address some sort of pain, discomfort, or medical condition. That's not refuah. And this is what he brings la'alach in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Ches Seif Lamed Zayin. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem vitamins should be also no problem. Magen Avraham writes, no, wait a second. The key point there was that you're having it because you're hungry. Then it turns into food. So for you, it's food. Okay, so that would be permissible. But if you're having it because you want the medical benefit, not because you're eating it like a food, Magen Avraham says that would be a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham. So this may very well be a machlokas, a Shulchan Aruch on one side, and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah on the other side. So in Shmir Shabbos, Kilchus brings, you're not allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos. The same rules as refuah, unless a person is a chole. If a person is a chole, you're allowed to take medicine. But otherwise, it would be prohibited. However, there are other poskim who chip away at this prohibition. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Egris Moshe, first of all, doesn't like the Magen Avraham. Not personally, just this Shita. And he disputes all of Magen Avraham's proofs and rayas that he brings for his position. Nonetheless, he says it would be better to be machmir for the Magen Avraham. But he says that's only if a person is weak and he's taking the vitamins to strengthen him. Because then at least it's somewhat similar to refuah. But if a person is totally healthy, he just wants to make sure he stays healthy or give himself even more. So then Rav Moshe writes it would be entirely permissible. That's Rav Moshe. Rav Asher Weiss also thinks the Ikar Lalacha is not necessarily like the Magen Avraham, but maybe it'd be better than Machmir. But he says that's only the Chumr of the Magen Avraham is only as the talking about the case that the Torah mentioned, which is items that healthy people don't normally take. That generally, only sick people take it for their medical benefit, and you're not sick, and you're taking it for the medical benefit. But he says vitamins, bismanenu, healthy people have it all the time. So maybe even the Magen Avraham would be lenient for vitamins, bismanenu. And Rav Asher Weiss writes, therefore one can be lenient unless a person has some sort of medical condition which doesn't make him into a chola, but that's why he's taking the vitamins. But a person who is not taking it to address a medical concern that exists right now. He's taking it to fend off potential medical concerns in the future, or just to make himself stronger, or as a long-term thing because he thinks it's good for his general body, but not taking it to address a particular existing pain, discomfort, or medical condition. He writes that one would be able to be lenient to take vitamins and Shabbos. Have a great day. Please do put the chairs up on the tables to prepare for the Shabbos community.